Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Call our toll-free number, 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And by the way, I want to mention that our Donna, you know, is still out. She had major surgery.
How's she doing?
She's doing fantastically. And her husband, Jess, is our phone screener today.
Oh, hi, Jess. Well, welcome to the job.
It's a family affair.
Yes, it is.
So Jess is filling in for her while she's out, which is kind of cool, I think. You get your husband to go into work for you. How often can that happen?
You have to have a husband first.
Yes, you do.
If you don't have a husband, it'd be impossible.
So we're speaking with Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, known on eBay as OrlyMan21, and we're dishing a listing for him. And we've come down to the item specifics. And Betsy brought up a point. She did a little research for us, okay?
Yeah.
She said, this item is made by a fairly major brand name, Calden and Bogle.
And that's not in the title.
Which Ron has misspelled in his listing as Caldum, D-U-M, and Bogle. Hey, we've all been there, Ron. He needs to fix the spelling and put that brand name in his title and item specifics.
Right.
By the way, she found out these are listed new at $99. So you're probably pretty good with the price there. I personally would make it free shipping, but you know, that's up to you.
I'm gonna take that, and like I always do with your advice and suggestions, I go back through my listings and start to apply what you guys are teaching me.
Okay,
and I will do this.
All right, we've got to hurry because other people are calling in, Ron. So we got to get through this.
Right. The last thing I would talk about.
All right,
wait a minute.
The other stuff for
Ron,
now.
Ron,
I'm pretty sure
Ron.
I know I did the right thing with the buyer address change.
Ron, please listen to what I'm saying to you. We have to finish this listing. So stay with us, please.
The last thing is
the description. And again, I know we critiqued one of your other listings, and this description suffers from the same issues that your previous dish listing does, which is there's way too much text and it's in paragraphs, and there's way too much editorializing, and buyers just don't read it. So you can continue doing this. There's no rule that says you have to change it. But our suggestion would be to take the information for the item and break it down into a list. What is it made of? Does it have a title? Who made it? How big is it? How tall? How wide? How much does it weigh? And you put those things in a list because that's what buyers care about. Buyers don't care about her dress at the neck collar, the cravat and sleeves, hat and petticoat ruffles are all trimmed in glittering gold 24 karat. You can put 24 karat gold highlighting. The dress is a spring. None of what else you've added here. It sounds nice, but buyers aren't reading this. It's actually...
See, your picture should be enough for us to know she holds her hat in her left hand.
Exactly. And the condition's okay. I would just say
no cracks, chips, or other damages to the figurine.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Imagine a romantic image. Get rid of it. No one cares.
The whole thing, get rid of that.
And then for seller payment instructions.
PayPal.
Yeah, just say PayPal. Don't go through all of this. No one's reading this, and it's just extra stuff. And then again, the same advice for the last paragraph, which is no handling fees, one-day handling, item comparisons. You should not be talking about comparing items. You are telling buyers, go look for this item at a better price.
So this same one, Ron, Griff, what, 4'6", 4'7"? His pictures are so good.
The pictures are, I'll say 4'6", but
okay.
it needs work.
4'6", Ron, we'd like you to go back to the drawing board, make those changes. We'll talk to you again next time. And
Can I say one quick thing to you guys before we go?
Sure, go ahead.
And that is, I'm retired and I was getting bored.
Oh, well.
eBay has now got me back up at 7 in the morning instead of 11:30 and hanging out in front of the TV. It is really brought me back to life.
Well, that's the best news ever.
Oh, my gosh. That is wonderful.
That's fantastic.
Ron, call us back when you make these changes, like next week, okay?
Yes,
thanks,
ma'am.
Ron.
Appreciate it. We're having fun with Ron. We're enjoying seeing him come along and get better and better. It's very rewarding, actually.
Hold on.
What?
Hello, who's there?
eBay Radio poppin'.
It's poppin' time. Hey, look who's here. Hold on a minute. I got to turn on your mic. I didn't expect you. Hey, Nate.
Oh, hey, it's Nate Hayward from the shipping team.
Hey,
just popping
Nate.
In.
Thank you for popping in.
Yeah, you know, I missed you guys.
And you had some free time.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. Well,
Griff, open a beer for him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me reach around here to the cooler. Oh, I'm sorry. All we have is air beer.
But you know what we haven't done in a long time, Griff? We haven't gotten in the hot tub together, and we don't have the hot tub turned on today, but it would have been fun to have Nate join us in the hot tub.
He didn't bring the appropriate clothing.
That does not matter.
At work, it does.
Oh, okay.
Don't make me report you to HR. So, anyway, Nate, what's up with shipping? Nate is, by the way, if you don't know Nate, Nate's our shipping guy. He knows, he interfaces with all the folks at USPS, FedEx, and UPS. And
that's right. You know, shipping is exciting this week. We had the rate change with the post office that we talked about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
That went in.
That was cool.
Yep. So post office rates are now cheaper at retail locations, and we've also got a lower price from 1 to 3 ounces on first-class package service and media mail.
Well, that's great news.
Yay.
That's right. Is there any not-so-great news?
Yeah, you know,
it's pretty good. Now that I'm listing all of those, you know, rhinestone jewelry stuff.
Yeah.
That was good news because I send them in the little envelope. I'm going to save some money.
That's right. First class. That's the way to go. There was kind of a hiccup that came in over the weekend as well. A little unexpected on our side. Well,
I think
it took us all by surprise.
Tell us what happened.
So USPS, as you know, offers the ability to schedule a pickup online. You can say, you know, here are my items. Come pick them up during my regular delivery schedule for free. Or you can schedule a specific time if you want for about $20, I believe. On that free pickup side, first class package, media mail, parcel select ground, it's all listed under the other category. It only became available to select if you included something like priority mail, priority express, or returns, or international. That was a change that we didn't expect to see from the post office. Started seeing some traffic on that around Sunday evening when that went into place. And yeah, I've been working with the post office every day since to figure out what went on and why'd that change happen.
And what did you find out?
Sneaky snake method.
Yeah, exactly. the post office, it was a little caught off guard on their end with that change as well. And so they have apologized and are working to update their site to enable the ability to schedule pickups on first-class packages for free again. Hoping that they'll get that fixed by the end of the month.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
because when you go and try to do it, it won't let you do it now.
That's right. So the only way that you can schedule a pickup for free with the other category, which contains on that website, the other is classified like first class package, media mail, parcel select ground. The only way you can schedule for free is by including one piece of priority mail.
Which
was the old way.
And
they changed
fixing
about 18
it, right?
months ago to enable it opened for everything. We actually had a talk.
Yeah, we did.
We did a webinar about that.
We were so excited.
Year. We were, and it's very cool. And the post office is still planning to support that. And so in the meantime, while they're fixing their website, they've let us know for eBay sellers, you can just put returns in if for your first class mail.
Oh,
and schedule a pickup in the meantime.
Oh, so this is a website issue.
Yes.
It's not a policy issue.
Thank
not
goodness.
A policy issue.
Oh, we wouldn't know anything about that, would we?
Because I was thinking, who didn't know in the Postal Service? Well, now we know why. It was a glitch.
Well, that makes sense.
It's a glitch on the website.
Yeah, that's
so
different.
In the meantime, they're like, you guys, oh, we're so sorry.
No.
And you work around in the meantime, select returns. We'll make sure our carriers are trained to pick those packages up. We're working on getting our website fixed. We should have that fixed soon. soon, I'm hoping, means in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance that that will get reverted in the next 2 weeks. And in the meantime, yeah, we tried to communicate a workaround that that's approved from the post office.
All right, so all you have to do is just say their returns. And
just say their returns. You can put in, you know, if you've got three first-class packages, for instance, you can put one item in returns and the other two in the other category. You can put all three in the returns, whatever's easiest for you.
Yeah.
If you've got priority mail
well,
in your
shipment.
Well, if
we're going to lie, we might as well go all the way.
Yeah, it's why not?
Yeah, just the big ones that count. These little ones don't add up.
Really?
So it is a workaround. I understand it can be confusing.
Yeah.
We've tried to put up we just put up last night an announcement board describing some more detail.
Oh,
on
good.
That.
Oh, I didn't see that. Let me go look.
If you go to announcements.ebay.com, the very first thing there today is highlighting update on USPS scheduled pickups.
Ah, cool. All right, I see
and
it now.
We can give a little screenshot to help describe how to fill that form out.
Wow. So, that makes perfect sense. I didn't know that having a website problem is one thing. That's understandable. We all have those.
Yep.
Yeah, Nate, we were all coming after you.
I know.
That was going to be next.
No, we weren't.
At Ship Like a
Why
Pro.
Why did
send
Nate
them
let
over.
This happen?
We weren't going to do that. Don't say that.
But really, I know that the carriers can have, there might be some confusion. So if you have any issues, please do send me a message.
Yeah.
I'm watching those every day and on it, and we'll address the issues.
So unlike me, who does not take correspondence through community messages because I give out my email address, you don't. So what is your user ID that they can send you a my message?
@ship_like_a_pro.
Ship like a pro with underscores. You going to stick around?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment after this break. 888 Radio 30. Call us here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay, then posts back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 370.
So many social media platforms and only so much time. Stephanie Inge is known on eBay as top-rated seller Steph in Texas. She's an education specialist as well as founder and organizer of the Dallas eBabes and emails and DFW social media marketing meetup groups. And she has this tip for setting up our social media profiles.
Try to sound like the same person across all platforms. Be consistent, be professional. First and foremost, always include the URL to your eBay store or your eBay listings in the event you do not have a store. You can skip the URL by viewing all listings and just copying and pasting it.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
It's eBay Radio's app. Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We're here for you, so call us now. 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-723-4630. And Nate Hayward from our shipping team, our esteemed colleague, is here to, he just popped in, wanted to tell us some, give us an update about this scheduled pickup USPS snafu, which is working itself out.
And I think we should repeat it, but let me read something from the chat board first.
Sure.
CJ, who obviously knows what she's doing, she's an eBay education specialist plus, she said, last night I tried to schedule a USPS pickup and the website was so broken I couldn't schedule a pickup at all.
Oh.
I spent 30 minutes over Chrome, Mozilla, and Internet Explorer, then gave up.
Ooh.
So, this is somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. You know, so. Did she let them know? Did she contact?
I don't know. CJ, why don't you give us a call, please? 888-RADIO-30. Of course, CJ's on our team. Our
is it working now, I wonder? Did she try it today?
I scheduled a pickup last night.
Oh, you did?
And it worked fine for me, but yeah, that I'm not trying to discount anything.
No, it's just these things happen sporadically. Yeah. They happen at eBay.
Yeah.
So would you repeat again, Nate, the fix and everything? The issue and the fix.
So previously, the post office would support free pickups during your regular delivery schedule on priority mail, first class, medium mail, parcel select ground, returns, international, and priority mail express. And over the weekend on Sunday, the post office had some glitch on their website where you schedule pickups that you can only include free pickup on first class, medium mail, or parcel select ground when you have another piece of priority mail, priority mail express, or international, or returns. And that was unexpected. And the post office is now working to address the issue on their website so that you can again order free pickups on your regular schedule with first class, medium mail, or parcel select ground all on its own. And in the meantime, while the website's broken, while they're fixing it, they've let us know that we can just order scheduled pickups for free by checking returns as the mail category on that website.
Makes sense to me.
And
there's
Nate
some detail and some screenshots on our announcement board. So announcements.ebay.com. You can see that. We put an announcement up late last night about 10 p.m. Pacific.
Okay. So, I feel much better. I thought we were going to have to deal with the post office and changing their policy, but it's just a website glitch, okay. Any other news, Nate, while you're here?
Oh, we have CJ on the line.
Oh, we have CJ on the line. Okay.
We do, so hold on just a second. What line is she on? I don't have that up on my screen. You have her up. CJ.
Hello.
So what happened to you last night on the website?
Well, the website was taking so long it would keep timing out.
Mm.
And then I tried it on, the three different
browsers. Sites.
Yeah, browsers, and I finally just gave up and put it in the mailbox today.
Did you try it today?
I'm not worried. I know my packages will get picked up.
Did you try it today? Is it still giving you an issue?
No, I have not tried today.
Okay, if you do try, or if anybody tries today and that happens to them, give us a call back, would you please?
Yeah, we'd love to know about
it. CJ, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that. Our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30. We're almost at the end. We've got a couple of people waiting, but I don't think it's a shipping issue. What would you like to do here, Griff?
Well,
we've got Debbie in Ashland, Oregon, that we're going to do a dishing. Debbie, we're probably going to need to go to you after the top of the hour.
Yeah, let's do that.
But in the meantime, we do have Landon from Lexington, Kentucky, known on eBay as Designated Goods. Landon, what's your question or comment?
Hello. I had all my thoughts together, and you all got to talking about beer and hot tubs, and I kind of got off track a little bit.
Yeah, we do that occasionally. Sorry.
No, I'd called in. I'm pretty new on eBay, and I just Griff had spoke on something. I think you had called it analysis paralysis,
something
along those lines.
Yeah.
Okay, I had it backwards. Just kind of, people just overthinking, trying to perfect everything and really never getting anywhere. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners are probably like me, new, and they're looking for, you know, just people that are giving good advice. And I just want to say, you just don't, you know, you want good customer service. If anything, overthink that. But the descriptions and all that, I really got hung up on that in the beginning. And I, you know, I've been checking the sales stats, kind of, and you can really see at times that I, you can just really see the up and down of when I was just overthinking to when I stopped doing that. It just, everything got better.
Yeah, and that, you know, some of us have a tendency to do that no matter what. I one time researched for 6 hours on something that I was selling for $9.99. So what is wrong with that picture? You know,
I mean, I understand. Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, I'm an artist, and it seems like when I was young, I could just, my imagination went free. And then as I got older, it's like, you know, every stroke had to be perfect. And, you know, it's just, it's not about, you know, just go with the flow.
I agree with you. And things get better and better at the longer you list and the more things you list. You get down to what eBay's best practices are and things of that sort, and your listing becomes simplistic and professional looking, short and to the point, and then you don't have to overthink so much.
Right. You know, which I was kind of, got a gift and a curse. One of my first sales was just, you know, a fantastic sale, and kind of made my wife a believer, made me a believer. I got a 7-year-old, made him a believer.
Hallelujah.
Wow. It's a house of believers.
It's an eBay believer fund. Thank you so much, Landon. I'm sorry
Thanks,
you
Landon.
Had to wait so long.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint. We'll be back in our second hour here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee in a moment.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions, let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.